My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to bring you back to last summer. And this is not just something I heard. This is something that was heard all the way in Japan.
And I heard it.
And you heard it as well.
I heard it, and the passion that is associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
Made me believe in the genuineness of the person who was giving the opinion.
Right. And it went viral.
And I got to
across the world.
And I got to say this. This person, we'll get to it. The person that was giving the opinion could have easily went Homerism and did not do that.
No,
didn't. Which I said, wow, he didn't do a Homer thing here. And he went objective.
He absolutely
and
did.
And I said, that's why he's going to be a pro.
Exactly. It's not arguably. This take from him and this particular video was the biggest moment in his sports talk show host career because it went global. They got views in Japan because of this. So here we go. This is Chris McMonagle last summer talking to a caller. You're first going to hear the caller, but C-Mac's take that morning and many, many mornings for months and months and months is that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player to ever live.
You're saying that Ohtani already in, what, 3-4 years is the undisputed greatest baseball player of all time?
He's playing two positions. He's two players in one. Mm-hmm. He's a quarterback who leads the league in touchdown passes, and then he plays defensive end and leads the league in sacks. He's not just fairly good at either. He's the best at both of them.
But Ken Griffey Jr. did so much more.
He didn't throw a single pitch in his whole career. He never struck anybody out. He didn't do this.
Yeah, he was a much better defender than Ohtani.
Not much better defender. He pitched the complete game. How do you defend better than that?
I mean,
that is passion.
Great take, great passion.
Unbelievable.
He's right about everything when he says, how can you be a better defender than Shohei Ohtani? He pitched a complete game shutout, whatever it was. So this morning, now fast forward to this morning, Jerry Recco is doing the warm-up show by himself. And he is talking about how Aaron Judge is the best baseball player that he's ever seen. So he's going to go around the room to ask everybody. And C-Mac is in the control room at this point. He's going to go around the room and ask everybody, who's the greatest baseball player you ever saw? So I'm thinking in my head, I'm projecting ahead here. Like, this is going to be a good conversation.
And a good argument because of McMonagle's passion.
With Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
I mean, he's comparing him to Babe Ruth, everything else. He's better than Babe Ruth. He's the greatest to ever live. So I'm like, man, so Jerry C-Mac.
That's the thing. Like, better than Babe Ruth, better than Aaron Judge. Like, this is why I love C-Mac.
He's able
to, you know, put his fandom aside and give you a passionate, objective opinion with like Melinda's hot sauce on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So I'm ready to go in the car. I'm like, this is going to be good. Jerry and C-Mac debating Judge Ohtani. And this is what I get.
McMonagle, best baseball player you ever saw, aside from Aaron Judge.
Barry Bonds.
What?
What?
Fraud!
Fraud!
What a fraud!
How could you, for months and months on end last summer, a clip that goes global, say that Shohei Ohtani's the greatest baseball player you've ever seen, screaming at callers, passionate. McMonagle is the Ohtani. He became the Ohtani guy. Oh, there's Chris McMonagle. He's the Ohtani guy. Oh, hey, Ohtani guy. It's actually easier to say than McMonagle. Ohtani guy.
McGonagle. McGonagle.
Yes.
And this morning, who's the greatest baseball player you ever saw? Barry Bonds. Huh? I didn't hear Barry Bonds once driving in last year. Not once.
Barry Bonds. Just like that.
Just like that.
Don't even think about it. Doesn't even think about it.
And does he take into account the steroid issue or no?
Guess not.
I guess
I don't
not,
know.
Right? I mean, like Shohei Ohtani, like great pitcher, great hitter, home run hitter. He's a good fielder. When they used to put him in the outfield or put him, I think they played him at first base. Didn't they play him at first base a little
yeah.
bit? I mean, I'm very disappointed, honestly.
I am too. I texted him right away.
What did he say? Did he respond?
He did.
And what was his?
He goes, I said, I said, didn't you get a million views screaming that Ohtani is the best player in history? He goes, yes. I was under the impression that Jerry was talking hitter, even though he said best baseball player. Huh?
What?
Play that again, second one. He was under the impression he asked who was the best hitter
McMonagle,
of all time.
Best baseball player you ever saw, aside from Aaron Judge.
Barry Bonds.
Oh, man. It sound like hitter to you? McMonagle, best baseball player you ever saw.
So, he said that he was going to clarify and address this tomorrow during Yankee Hot Stove.
Okay.
Fraud! Fraud!
Exactly. And I'm with Jerry on this one.
Yeah, fraud all the way.
Has to be.
Total fraud.
There's no way to explain it other than just saying maybe you changed your mind because somebody got to you and you looked at some numbers and you went through the weeds and
the
you saw
only
the war
excuse,
and whip the, and all this other crap.
The only excuse, which is a terrible excuse or explanation, would be that he's in the control room, he's not paying attention, and he got confused. But it's so clear. McMonagle, who's the best baseball player you ever saw? Barry Bonds.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.